J.N. Starnes, sworn in for the state, 192nd to testify. There were no spots around the scuttle hole where the ladder is immediately after the murder. Campbell and I arrested Manola McKnight to get a statement from her. We turned her over to the patrol wagon and we never saw her anymore until the following day, when we called Mr. Craven and Mr. Pickett to come down and interview her. We stayed on the outside while she was on the inside with Craven and Pickett. They called us back and I said to her, "Manola, the truth is all we want. And if this is not the truth, don't you state it." And she started to put the statement down. Mr. Gordon, her attorney, was on the outside, and I told him we could go inside without his making any demand on me, and he went in with me, and Mr. February had already taken down part of the statement, and I stopped him and made him read over what he had already taken down, and after she had finished the statement, Attorney Gordon went to Mr. Dorsey's office, and then he came back to the police station. After he returned, the affidavit was read over in the presence of Mr. Pickett, Craven, Campbell, Albert McKnight, and Attorney Gordon, and she signed it in our presence. You, Mr. Dorsey, had nothing to do with holding her. You told me over the phone that you couldn't say what I could do, but that I could do what I pleased about it. Cross-examination. No, I did not lock her up because she didn't give us the right kind of statement. As to the authority I had to lock her up, it was reasonable and right that she should be locked up. I did that for the best interest of the case I was working on. No, I didn't have any warrant for her arrest. She was brought to Mr. Dorsey's office by a bailiff by a subpoena. I took her away from Dorsey's office and put her in a patrol wagon. I expect Mr. Dorsey knew we were going to lock her up, but he did not tell us to do it. No, he didn't disapprove of it. I didn't know anything about her having made a previous statement to Mr. Dorsey. I think Mr. Dorsey said she had made such a statement. I saw her the next day in the station house. She didn't scream after leaving Dorsey's office until she reached the sidewalk. And then she commenced hollering and carrying on that she was going to jail, that she didn't know anything about it or something like that. No, I had no warrant for her arrest. She had committed no crime. I held her to get the truth. Mr. Dorsey told me I could turn her loose as I pleased. That was after she made the statement. I told him as to what had occurred and that her attorney, Gordon, was coming up there to see him. I told Colonel Gordon that if it was agreeable with Colonel Dorsey, that Manola could go as far as we were concerned. Well, Mr. Dorsey had more or less to do with the case that I was working on, and I wanted to act on his advice and consent. He called me on the telephone and told me that if the chief thought it best or if we thought it best after conferring, to just let her go.